Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast and welcome to my energy. I'm so happy that you're here with me. It's been a while and I'm really happy to be back, and I'm so happy that you're here. I wanted to share mainly where my heart is at, where I've been, and what's been going on with me for the past few months. If I'm being completely honest, I've been in a rut for what feels like for the past 2 years. And of course, I had some really great times and some really productive sprints, for lack of a better way of saying it. But the overall feeling on a surface level, I could just say I didn't feel like myself, but it goes way, way deeper than that. For my whole life, up until 5 years ago, I've felt like I had on a mask. And you could say I bought this mask from the, oh, I'm totally normal store, and from the everything is fine department. I've always felt a little too much, too bright, too hyper, too whatever. And the way that I corrected myself from being quote unquote too much is being really quiet, which if I am 100% comfortable and safe with you, I'm not quiet at all, which may or may not be surprising to some of you. Just ask my mom, my sister, my boyfriend, they will tell you. Like, in my most natural form, I am bouncing off the walls. It's quite a lot. But when I started my fitness journey almost 5 years ago now, and especially immersing myself into Turn Up Dance Fitness and the culture, I felt that mask coming off for the first time ever. And I felt free for the first time ever, honestly. And I experienced the fullness of my energy for the first time probably ever. And for a while, I let other people experience it too. And because of that, I attracted really cool experiences and really cool people into my life. And I felt really aligned and very connected to and at one with my calling. And the more I stepped into that calling and the more opportunities became available to me, the more unconsciously desperate I became to shop for a new mask. And this mask isn't the same mask that to hide my too muchness or everything is fine-ness. But the mask that I was shopping for was a mask built for leadership. And it was a mask built for hiding my fear of being a fraud and therefore being a bad person. And I want to make it abundantly clear that no one shook their finger at me and told me, you have to be this way to be taken seriously, that this is completely self-imposed. Everything that I'm saying is self-imposed. And it was a mask that I felt like I had to put on because I was focused on who and what I had to lose if showing my authentic self, quote unquote, didn't work, instead of focusing on what I had to gain from being free and from being myself again. And the bigger my fear became, the bigger and thicker the mask became, until that mask eventually became a wall that my face was quite literally embedded in. And this wall was thick enough to keep people at arm's length. It kept me from being the level of vulnerable that I actually wanted to be. It kept me from experiencing closeness with people that I wanted, and it kept me from making genuine connections with people that I wanted and still want to be friends with. And it honestly breaks my heart to say this, but some people that I consider my friends have never seen or experienced the real me. And that is honestly really, really heartbreaking to say out loud. And it didn't hit me until I started working on our current Turn Up challenge that we're in right now, the Anointed Challenge. And I was asked if I had a before and after picture to put up on the Instagram page to help promote it and things like that, create buzz. And I didn't have a recent before and after picture and I spiraled. Not because my body looks different than it did 5 years ago, but the thought that triggered the spiral was, oh my God, I'm living my before picture. And is that true? Of course not. My life looks wildly different than it did 5 years ago. Nor was I awakened or knew what I know now. I didn't have the depth of wisdom that I have now. And so in hindsight, that is not fair on so many levels to say that. But it felt true because of this mask and because of the self-inflicted pressure to be and do what I thought people expected me to show up as. And because of that, I found myself shifting my vision that I once had and once held to match my current circumstances. I felt like I was living my before picture because if the expression is playing small, I felt like I was playing at a microscopic level. And you may look at me and be like, oh, Mani, like, what are you talking about? No, you drink, but I don't say that to be hyped up. I don't need to be hyped up. I'm able to look at myself and say that and see that I'm capable of so much more. And, you know, I didn't just wake up and started feeling this way. Like most change, for better or for worse, it happens over time. And all of a sudden, you just look around and you're like, oh my God, I feel so different, for better or worse. And in this case, it was worse. And I just felt so far removed from the person that I know who I am on such a beautiful, high energetic level. I felt removed from that. And because of that, I didn't feel okay. And I didn't allow myself the level of authenticity that I felt for me personally wasn't appropriate for a position of leadership. And again, this is my own doing, my own programming that I'm actively unlearning as we speak. And my word for 2024 is glow. And I can't explain why, but I've been really into etymology lately, which is the study of words and definitions and where they come from. And, you know, as I was vision casting for 2024, I looked up what glow means, and there are two definitions. The first definition, which is a noun, means steady radiance of light. And the second definition is a verb, to feel deep pleasure or satisfaction and convey it through one's expression and bearing. And in order to do that, in order to embody that word fully, and in order to live in integrity with everything that I value, I have to shed the mask. I have to break down the wall, and I have to teach myself that I'm worthy to be seen exactly the way that I am with the positions that I hold. I have to teach myself that. It's nobody's responsibility but mine. So to most of you listening, especially if you've met me within the past 2 to 3 years, or even if we've met through the podcast, or even if we've met before then, and I've kept you at arm's length, I just want to say hello. My name is Imani, and it's so nice to finally meet you. I'm blunt. I'm charismatic. I have a sharp tongue and sometimes a really sharp sense of humor that has unintentionally hurt feelings before. When I'm comfortable, I'm unhinged, but I'm learning to let my discomfort and my unhinged behavior coexist with the right people. Dreaming big quite literally keeps me alive. my hyperactivity manifests itself as dancing around and getting up and walking away from whatever I'm doing. I may present myself as bubbly and open when we first meet, but I will replay our conversation in my head and overanalyze everything that I said or didn't say for sometimes weeks on end, and I wish I were joking. I'm opinionated, and I deeply care about world events and human rights and women's rights and equality on a human level. I love getting dressed up. I can spend as much time in a bookstore as I can in Sephora, and connecting deeply to other people makes me nervous because of my general distrust of people. And I deeply appreciate the people who are teaching me that it's safe to trust. I cried a lot thinking about doing this episode. Recording this in the moment feels like taking my makeup off in the best way possible. Posting it feels like wondering if people will notice my dark circles or my hyperpigmentation. But it's real. And it's where I'm at. And it's where my heart is. I hope this episode moves you to feel seen, or maybe even examine your own mask that you have up, or who you feel the need to put them on for. I hope that this episode moves you to take the micro steps to embracing your authenticity. Recording and releasing this episode is mine. If you allow yourself to be seen, I would love to witness you and cheer you on. You can tag me on social media at Imani Nicole everywhere. And I'm really nervous and excited for you to get to know me. And I'm so deeply honored to get to know you. I'll see you soon.